没有。Hey, you guys, welcome to the Lazy Dirty Talk podcast. I am with these two phenomenal, voluptuous ladies. Vanity, go ahead, introduce yourself.
There. Well, I'm more back voluptuous than front voluptuous, so we'll just call me like voluptuous. Hey, guys. I'm Vanity. Or voluptuous, whatever you want to call me. It's fine. Everything's.
Oh, my God. Please cut that out.
Keep it. I have a new word, guys. I like it. Go. Oh. Time to change all my handles to voluptuous.
Are you smoking a zigzag?
I can't see you. No, I quit smoking.
Hey, guys. Welcome to the inaugural episode of Lazy Dirty Talk, the podcast for lazy, dirty people. That was such a weird way to say that. I'm Vanity. That's all I'm going to say about that one right now. I'm also here with...
I'm Helen Renee, and the raunchiest thing I said today was turn my throat into a daycare.
So gross.
And I have to follow that, and I'm Katie. And, I can't say anything else.
What do you say to that? Like, if somebody said that to you, like, hey, turn my throat into a daycare, I'd be like, well, first of all, I don't have that option. I don't have the pieces for that. But even then, I'd still be like, okay.
Well, let me just say that who I said it to was very, he had it under control.
So he responded like he didn't go just like ... or like let or leave you on red or something.
No, girl, you can't be fucking around with people like that. That's gonna leave you in a pinch.
Just like message received, no response.
Because when you say something like that, the dude that says nothing is the dude that doesn't get to turn your throat into a daycare.
Is a dude that gets nothing. Boom, bam. Okay, so I guess we should tell you guys what this podcast is about. This is just a sex-positive podcast. We're going to kind of cover some different topics and things that you might not know, things you think you know, all from three women who know nothing. Ha! We're going to Jon Snow all this shit up. We know nothing.
But you can trust us.
Totally. Wait, can you or can't you?
We wouldn't lead you astray. We're kind of like your mom when you're like going on a date and you still live at home, and she's like, "Oh, you're not wearing that.
Wear that goodbye.
Like, you can trust her.
Shut up, mom. What do you know?
Show them tits. Show that A. I don't know why I just censored my A for ass, but show your ass.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Let's not censor ourselves, guys. I didn't say dick. So I guess we should kind of let you know who we are. Kind of important, right? Hey, I'm Vanity. Hi, Vanity. I feel like I should get those AA meetings,
Vanity.
You know, but I'm drinking soju.
Hi, Vanity.
Hi, class. Let's see. I was born on a Monday many years ago. I really was, though. But I don't know. I guess you're just going to find out more about me as we go along, but I am in my 30s, and that's all. I don't know what else you want to know about me. Like, what do you know, my social security number? My blood
type? Address.
I have no kids. I have cats. Oh, well, hi, guys. Hold on 1 second for my address. No, don't find me. I'll kill you. It is what it is.
Well.
Follow that, bitch.
I'm Hell Kitty, and I think the one thing we all have in common, aside from being fucking adorable as shit, is that we like having sex. And we're not afraid to fucking talk about it. The next day, at church.
Who goes to church here?
Hey. The Lord is in my life.
I went to church once. I mean,
you had sex in a church?
No, I don't want people watching me. I eat Jesus.
I am not here to judge.
Oh my God.
Could you imagine?
I found this.
Could you imagine Jesus watching you, judging you for your
form? No, there's this like sex cult that's all about Jesus, and it's like loving him, and like you're supposed to fuck like you're fucking Jesus. But if you're a guy, you have to imagine that you are a woman being fucked by Jesus, because you can't be in a homosexual relationship with Jesus. Do you understand me? Jesus is straight, so you are the bitch in this scenario. And it has like words to say, like, oh, fuck me, Jesus. So I love feeling your Holy Spirit in me. I'm so glad we have this connection, and I'm really skeeved out by it. A friend sent me the link, it was...
What?
It was a lot.
Okay. They and us, for knowing about this, are all going to hell. All of us. We're just going to sit in there, and we're going to go get our punch card, and devils will be like, hey, knew you're supposed to be here. And I'm like, I know, right? I remember that cult that I learned about.
Okay, so...
I mean, guess what? Katie, who are you?
I'm Katie. I'm Katie. I have like 5+ years of sex retail under my belt, so I do know a thing or two about things or twos. I don't know. I got distracted by the sex cult with Jesus.
I need you to get me more information about that. Like, what's it called? Where's it located?
Are you trying to join?
No, I'm just curious. I need to know.
Hey, look. We all make twists and turns in our life journey. If you want to join a sex cult and get fucked by imaginary Jesus,
no,
girl.
Actually, I just want to know if there are any people who weren't pale.
I can't imagine. In this cult. It's called.
Just curious if it was like anybody any specks of pepper made their way into this cult.
Okay, so this is called Loving Jesus, and it's Children of God / Family International Cults. So like I don't know. I got sent the Wikipedia page on it. I can forward it later.
Please do. I'm just out of curiosity's sake. We all started this, we all met many moons ago. Working in a tiny, tiny store next to
a spring creek. You never knew if you were going to smell like lube or
meat,
kissable powder or smoke or liquor, depending on the night.
Oh my God. When that bar opened up.
Oh my God.
God.
The fucking bar. And then, anyway. So we all worked in an adult store together. We all participated in many of things, slang in the dicks, if you will. And it was good times had by all.
Not like in a brothel capacity.
Oh, no, we weren't like
plastic. Although that is one of my life goals to open.
Yeah, the dicks were plastic. We weren't just slinging like personal dicks.
I think Katie has most time on the books of selling big dicks. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Vanity is close behind for taking real dicks.
Shut up!
But a novice... learning my way through a man's
so
body.
So pure.
If y'all could see the old grandma look on my face right now, like, bitch, why you gotta lie? Jesus knows. He's in that cult. He knows you.
Oh, God. And no one's gonna subscribe because we're talking about Jesus. And I'll be like, you know what? These bitches, I got on here to talk about fucking, not about my love for the Lord, no matter how unnatural it can be at times. He's always Stop. Watching, you know. He's always watching.
Feel like somebody's watching me.
Jack off through the window.
Creepy. Okay, but really though, so one of the big things that when we first, one of the things you have to first learn about when you work at an adult store is, first of all, dicks, but there's a wall of dicks, and dicks are dicks. But lube.
That's not true.
I mean, yeah. You have the shitty ones in the back, but you know, you can kind of figure that out really quick. But the different kinds of lube is very important, because I was a lube novice before I started working at
some place. You almost said the forbidden word. The store that shall not be named.
I did. It's like, you know, Voldemort. Can we just call it Voldemort?
Well, let's call it Hogwarts, since we all like being there, but no.
It's never going to be my home.
It's Courtney McGonagall.
Mm.
But anywho, so one of the things we wanted to talk about in our very first episode is what you should know about lube. Like, don't get me wrong. Everybody walks in there like, I don't need no lube. My vagina's fine on its own. It produces its own lube. My girl don't need no lube. I make her wet with my dick. Do you?
I see you are so creative at role playing. Do you do
you like that,
in the bedroom?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you're
gonna
right.
Take this dick. Oh, it's gonna be so great. It's gonna be so great, girl. It's gonna be super great. And then really she's like, this is I gotta get sandwiches tomorrow and I gotta get some ham. He's like, oh yeah, my dick feels like corn. And you're like,
wow, corn, huh?
It's a Dane okay. Cook line. it's a Dane Cook line.
Well, speaking of dicks that feel like corn, if you're going to take a
get
dick
that, checked
that
out.
Feels like corn.
Yeah, don't fuck a dick that feels like corn. Like,
Hey, what if he's wearing, like, a textured condom?
Oh, I don't know what I thought you were going to say, but it was a textured condom.
Or an inverted masturbator sleeve. A fat boy.
Can he not, bro?
What?
Can he not? Why would he do that?
I mean...
Okay, anywho, so when you walk into a store, or if you're online, look, don't get your lube from online retailers unless they are, like, the major ones, like, you know, major companies like Adam and Eve or Wicked or whatever, because if you get them from, like, big box stores or something like that or something, big box online retailers, you could be getting old junk from, like, some guy's basement that he's... now made a business and he's selling them to you.
Wow, that was it's very scary stories to fuck in the dark.
Look.
Well, and another thing that's very important about being a wise lube consumer is when I first started working in the industry, lube was lube no matter what. There was no sort of FDA guidelines or anything on it. And then within the last 5 years or so, that is a thing. So if you're buying lube, whether it's lube that you've been buying for 20 years or not, and it's suddenly no longer being called sloppy wet lube, it's now sloppy wet moisturizer. It's because they refuse to get their FDA certs. So if it doesn't say lubricant in it, it's because it hasn't been certified by the FDA to be safe for sex. So why are you going to put it in your bits? I'm just saying.
Because at the end of the day, look... girls, women, or people who have inside bits, you put shit in there, shit can go wrong. Same thing with a dude. Like, if you have a hole, you have an opening, so shit can go in there, and you can fuck some shit up. And unfortunately for dudes, you never know when things are wrong until they're really wrong. So, always use lube. Always use toy cleaner.
Exactly. If you don't remember anything from this mess of a podcast, it is always use lube, always use toy cleaner. That is the most important things when it comes to self-love and, well, really self-love, because if you're fucking somebody else, it's three. Use a condom or some kind of birth control, toy cleaner, and lube.
Protect your bits, man. No one wants gossip or herbalades. Like, could protect your bits. No, but seriously, like, so if you're going to walk into the store, right, you're like, okay, those three fuckers told me to get some lube. And you turn your head at any store, you'll see a wall of
any adult store has probably around 45 to 50 different kinds of lubes in shapes, flavors, textures, names, everything. But there's, what is there, like, generally speaking, are we talking about, like, hybrids, which is a silicone and water-based blend? There's silicone, which is just your straight-up, like, man, if you're trying to slide home and it's a rough go... just put a little bit of that on there. Boink, boink. Next thing you know, you're slipping and sliding like a preschooler in the summer. And
you want to go hard in the paint, you go silicone.
Yeah. And then there is your friendly neighborhood water base. That's like, you know, Mr. Miss Dependable. They're just like, hey, what's up, man? And you're like, hey, I don't know if I'm doing anal, if I'm doing badge, if I'm doing boobs, if I'm doing neck fucking. And water base is like, I got you. Yeah, you just curl a neck.
Neck fucking.
Like, you just curl it.
I feel like I have too much of a gap between like my chin and my neck that I feel like this be like a lot of this happening.
Oh, that's when you hold your head forward and they get like right underneath the chin. Mm-hmm. Yeah, girl, you can work a situation.
All right. I don't have time for all that. So this is the thing. When it comes to picking your lube, you gotta kind of like keep your tears. So what are you gonna do? Are you just hanging out with yourself and your toy, be it a masturbator or a dildo or a vibrator, which are two separate things, which we'll cover later. Be it a prostate massage or whatever you're using. Are you using that? Are you having sex? Are you having anal sex? Or are you doing oral?
Mm.
What are you doing? And if you are like, well, I want to do oral and then also kind of want to have sex, that's a whole different category to make sure you do a certain type of lube. Because no one likes UTIs.
Mm-hmm. You want to pick the right candidate for the position. That is not political.
It's like a job interview. I love how I went job interview, you went political.
Okay,
it's like a job interview, but for lube.
But, black badges matter.
They
do.
Also, trans badges matter.
All badges matter.
Just badges matter.
Think it is really important to kind of identify what is on the menu for that evening. So you can pick your condiments, if you will.
Okay, so if I walked in and I was like, hi, guys, I really want to go to Pound Town in the brown, what should I do?
You should look away because I'm going to laugh. I am a child. Secondly.
That's anal, by the way, guys, if you guys didn't catch my euphemism. Pound Town in the brown is anal. It's not pounding a black person.
Although. Never mind.
It could be anal with a black person. Who knows?
But, you definitely want to figure out if you're going to do Pound Town in the brown, downtown in the brown, then you're going to need a silicone-based lube. I would suggest a silicone-based lube if it's your first time for anal.
I'll disagree. It doesn't have to be. Silicone is definitely the best. You don't have to worry about reapplying it.
Uh-huh.
But if there's any sort of like concerns about you care about anything in the room that you're fucking in, silicone is not the lube for that.
That's true.
No. You better fuck on a rubber mat.
Like hotel room? Hell yeah. Get your silicone lube.
Silicone lube is a lot like frying chicken in a very small kitchen. It's gonna fucking get everywhere. It's going to stain your sheets. You're not gonna be able to get out of the room because you can't open the door. Because your fucking hand is just covered. You're gonna need an oven mitt. So.
Do y'all remember when we broke that bottle of silicone-based lube at the cash wrap on the concrete? And so, like, for a month, as soon as you walked in there, it was just like,
the most premium of lubes.
Oh, yeah.
Man, fucking Uber lube. Okay, so I personally say, if you're going to go, because this happened a lot, people will come in like, my man wants to try anal. And we'd be like, well, Julie, and I don't want to feel a thing because I heard that hurts and I don't want any, got my poop shoot, but my man wants it anyway. Okay, Julie, that's fine. I want something that's going to numb it all up. No, you don't, Julie. Because if it's going to numb you, it's going to numb him. It means that shit's never going
to
end.
One could apply it beforehand with enough time for it not to numb him. But if you're having sex where you can't feel anything, then why the fuck are you having sex?
Preach.
And just take a shot, Julie, and fucking get my personal favorite. Because I feel like if gay men use it and they have a lot of Pound Town in the brown or whatever I called it, I like pure. Or is it pure jure or whatever? It's pure, but I like to put the J in it. I like that one because it is, you can do, they have a couple different, they have a hybrid, they have a water base and a silicone base, but it has like little beads in it to help you kind of
make
your butt
beads
feel better when you want to have anal.
Well, isn't the that what's in it? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I know my boobs.
Yes, it is. It is. I just.
But I mean.
But I recommend that one. But that's just my personal opinion, but I do think that I would say, if anything, if you want to go silicone because you don't want to reapply, maybe do a hybrid.
My personal opinion, I would use a gel-based, water-based. It's going to be thicker. And usually when I was talking to people who were wanting to experiment with anal sex, I would suggest a toy because upsell them dollars, y'all. But also it does help. Like having that little like, this is just a little tiny butt plug before a dick. Like,
We're going to have a whole episode on how to go downtown in Browntown or whatever the hell I called it earlier. So don't worry about that. But okay.
If you're, if you're playing with toys.
I thought you picked. Go.
No, my professional opinion. I see. I am white, all right.
If you don't fucking pick your fucking anal lube,
here's the thing, though.
Pick your butt lube.
Here's the thing, though. I think that we are speaking about it in the context of anal, but I like. Well,
that's what I
didn't ask for just anal.
Poundtown and Browntown.
I said Poundtown and the Brown.
I'm going to have to go with pink. Don't worry. Silicone.
Okay.
Pink is
good. Pink is good. Pink reminds me of the hair, of the pink lotion I put in my hair, so I can never use it for my chotch.
Don't go with the wet platinum. It's a rookie mistake.
Wet in general is a rookie mistake.
So, to
but,
be clear, Katie suggests, what would you suggest, Katie?
Wicked's gel toy lube.
Toy Joy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Actually, I recommend gel because it's the same thing as Toy Joy, but it's
The Wicked Jelly?
Yeah, for the it's the male masturbation stuff or whatever. It's the over there.
Oh,
in the male section, it's the same shit. It's just in a different.
A jelly is good because if you're gonna be going between both doorways, then you don't have to worry about getting silicone in your badge, which I feel is always just like, man, you're cleaning that shit out forever. But on the other end, you do have the silkiest vagina this side of the Mississippi. But as far as like my preference, I really like the pink, and I've gotten like a few friends hooked on it, so it's really smooth. They do make a water base and they do make a pretty good hybrid, but I really have like the water base and the silicone for anal. I mean, this is coming from my personal like boudoir experience, so y'all got the little nuggets of knowledge right there. I actually put it in my butt and it worked great.
Nuggets of knowledge while talking about anal sounds really disgusting.
Hey, we've all done it.
And I recommend Pure. Personally for that. Okay, so scenario two. I really
can you make her not sound like a
maybe.
But let's do an old church lady.
There's a reason for this. No, there's a reason for this.
That come in and they've been married for how long? No. They're like, I'm coming in. This is my first. Yeah.
Hi. No. Fine. We're gonna be hi. I usually save BJs for special occasions, and our anniversary is coming up, and I get really bored with them. Like, what can I do?
I feel like I'm watching a video to apply for a job. It's like a customer comes in and they ask, "I haven't given a BJ in months. My mouth is drier than the Sahara, but my boyfriend wants to turn my throat into a daycare. Can you help? Is it option A?"
Yeah, I feel like for the oral lube, you should have done the like, hey man, I'm sorry, I'm just having, it's April 20th, like, I just got a really dry mouth, and I'm just like looking for something, like, my man's like all about oral, but it's just like, oh, licking sandpaper.
Why are you guys together? Oh. Girl, we need to have a relationship with the dog first before we talk about this lube. Because you were talking about his dick like you got bills to pay, and this is just a means to an end. Like, I'm sorry,
I got bills paid.
Look,
you already got first.
I'm
sorry. I'm gonna get this shit done.
I mean, but yes.
He said he would pay my rent if I could give some, if I could unhinge my jaw just a little bit.
So oh, I figured that out.
So the scenario is same girl, same Alice. Lubes for oral. And Katie and go. Yes. What is your preference? Dish it, girl. Give me that oral info.
I feel like I'm just going to be a walking advertisement for this brand, but Wicked is fucking phenomenal. Their flavors, ooh, yes.
Hallelujah, like, preach.
Caramel they only apple had one for the flavor wind. That I was like, I don't like it. And then within 2 months of launching it, they took it off. They revamped the formula. And I was like, this is fucking amazing. Okay, so you haven't done anything wrong. But for the sake of steering clear of like just one brand for me, I'll give System Joe a pass because they were, before Wicked started releasing their flavors, a really good brand. They also have the little bottles that aren't the pillow packs that you have to rip open, and they're only good for one use. It's a little 1 ounce bottle, so you can get multiple tries with the flavor to see if you like it. And it's also safe to use for vaginal sex. I wouldn't do it, but if you're one of those people that needs an all-encompassing...
I told somebody. So a lot of my, especially when we talk about like male things, I was that person who I would talk up something that from what I've been told, and I would tell a guy like, hey, would you mind if like, if you don't want to do it, that's totally cool. But would you come back and tell me like how that worked out for you so that I can know, so I can A, not tell people I do anymore, or tell them, hey, I've got people to, cause I don't have some parts that's going to work out. But a girl came in and I told her that she can use, I think it was Joe, that she can use the Joe for both. And then she came back in and I remember her and I was like, hey, you good down there? She said it was fine. So I'm assuming, I mean, that's just one vagina, but it says there's no sugar in them. So that's the big problem with a lot of the flavored lube.
Yeah. If it tastes like candy, it's not good for your badge, girl. No. It's got sugar in it and you're going to get a UTI. You're going to get a yeast infection. You're going to have not a good time.
There's no earthly way you got all of that fucking lube off his dick. There's no way. No fucking way. And if you wanted to put it on somebody's vagina, don't do that to her. Don't be a dick.
Like sex tarts.
Sex tarts doesn't have sugar in it.
Sex tarts has demons in it.
It's just the way it is. Just
then why does it taste
flavor.
Like that?
I think it's gross, I think a lot of other flavored lubes with their sweeteners, it's what makes them taste kind of like coffee flavorings as opposed to like lube. Wicked is like notorious. They're so hit or miss with their flavoring. But I know me and Katie, when we recently went to an anonymous store.
Diagon Alley?
Diagonally. That we were tasting some of the new Wicked lubes, and it seems like they kind of got their shit together on flavors, but their sweet ones were pretty sweet, even though we know Wicked doesn't have any sugar.
Well, I bring up the Sex Tarts. I thought that Sex Tarts, at least maybe when I first started it, had sugars in it, because I know specifically they had a second formula that was like, you know, sugar-free or whatever, and I was like, bitch, say what?
Do you know who has straight up sugar in it? Wet.
Yeah, I was gonna say Wet did.
I think it still does.
I don't know. I've never touched Wet after I.
It's sticky.
It's sticky. It's gross. It's not good.
If your lube is sticky, no, no.
And their silicone is gritty, which FYI, silicone is made from sand. Like that's how you create silicone lube is. Something, something process, there's sand involved. Why is your silicone lube gritty?
ID. They make probably, you know, I really love Uber Lube, but I keep ID Millennium like by the bed. I feel like that's for silicone lube, that's like the Rolls Royce of getting pounded round town.
So final thoughts on if you just want to do oral, possibly having
okay,
penetration
I'm gonna
afterwards.
Make a preference that I don't think we are all familiar with. Mm-hmm. It's intimate urge. And in my time when I was at a different store, it's an organic
you mean with the Hogsmeade?
It's an organic line of lubes. and they, you know, it's all natural, but their flavor lube is really good, and it's naturally derived. I mean, you can't get away from the cherry cough syrup flavor in any lube, but their flavors are really good, and they made really, like, their water bases were really silky, but I'm gonna whip one out here, because, you know, bitches.
I've never seen it. Is it flavored? So it is flavored.
There we go.
Nope. Bring it down.
This is milk. This is their
water. Oh, what is that? What flavor is that? Oh, side note, while you're pulling different flavors out, can we talk about if you just want to have regular old P in the V or regular old VV or regular whatever you want to do, like you want this from regular lube or from regular sex. Understand.
Fresh strawberry.
Is it Bush? Oh. Okay. If some people like warming, some people don't. To me, it feels like my vagina's on fire. But, I mean, if that's what you want, that's what you want. A lot of guys like warming, like for handies. But most women, most, not all, like, of the three of us, who likes warming?
I enjoy warming every now and then.
Hell no.
Be one of the three.
But the problem is that when you're thrusting, it kind of, like, if your vagina kind of pushes all the lube to the base of the penis and then just around the opening of the cooch. So that's why you get that burning sensation. I'm just saying from, like, personal experience. So it's better to use, like I prefer more tingling, like Sensuva. Yeah, Sensuva.
Yeah,
and they make
I love
On
right away.
In a lube now.
Mm-hmm.
And if you guys don't know about On, I'll have to do, like, a whole little episode about stimulators. But, girl... Get you some on, Sensuva. And they make, like,
get
different
your
flavors.
Life. Mm. And the ice one, get your life. Okay, so as you can tell, we have a lot of opinions about things, and we'll have future episodes about them if you're interested. If you are, drop us a line. Anywho, so we have covered regular old sex, we've covered backdoor lovin', we've covered, fellatio and cunnilingus. Also, lube is great for loving yourself.
Girl, don't even get me started.
I thought you were going to say not sexual purposes, and I was like, oh, hell yeah, you can fix a bike chain, you can fix a door.
It's good for chub, like, rub.
Chub rub.
It's also good for your thighs in Texas summer. So
yes, Uber Lube was invented originally for people who ran marathons to stop the chafing and bleeding there. But as with anything, people are like, oh, it's slippery. I wonder if I can fuck with this. And you can. And so they repackaged themselves to no longer be like a chafing serum. And now they're one of the
best. It's amazing. Uber Lube is great, but really great for chub rub, guys. Like, if you have any kind of chub rub wherever you rub your chub,
all over the place on the lube,
put it on there.
Spectrum. But I think it's safe to say that I think you should have three lubes. You should have a silicone, just in case. You should have a water base. If gel's your situation, that's cool. If you just want a regular water base, as long as it's not fucking KY. I think we can all agree, as long as it's not KY or Astroglide. Hey, gun oil.
Or
not
what's
bad.
That one? The gun oil. Gun oil is horrible. But can I interject for 1 second?
It is made by the same company.
Isn't gun oil the sister of pink? Isn't it?
Maybe I'm just turned off by the actual container of it more than anything else.
It's the container, because gun oil is the exact same product as pink.
The container,
it's
just
the masculine version of it.
I can't do it.
Yeah, I tell you that bottle. No, I'm just kidding. I would not fucking know, or would I?
Stop. But let me tell you guys a story. Way back in the day, I wanted to spice things up in the bedroom, and I was very, like, not knowing about anything about the sex, really. Yes, I called it the sex. And so I didn't know anything much about it. So I wasn't very well-versed. Like, I had, like, one piece of, like, lingerie, and that was it. And I bought a dildo, but it had a smaller piece on the tip, and it weirded me out, and then I never used it. My friend and I bought the same one when we were living in Maryland, and we both called each other at the exact same time. Like, did you see the smiley face on the tip of it? I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, it was right under the head, right?
Anyway, so
there was a whole brand that did those.
I wanted to like try to try something different, so I went to the store, the big box one that starts with a W, mm-hmm. and I bought a cock ring and some lube. Because apparently that store sold cock rings. Who knew? So I bought some lube, and I bought it because I saw the commercial for it. I bought the KY, the intimate one, the his and her, whatever it was. So that's when I realized I don't like warming anything. So we put that on. And he puts it on him, the his on him, I put the her on me, and we bang. And I'm like, this just feels really uncomfortable. And then like, it's a gradual feeling of death in your own bits. Like, it's like it's like when you eat like a spicy chip and you think, yeah, it wasn't too bad. So you eat another spicy chip and then you realize the burning starts to come from inside the house. Like it starts to like raise up and then now your whole mouth's on fire. That's how my chotch felt. Legit. And I was like, I don't like this. And then it was sticky. God, KY is the fucking worst. Like, all the lube you can get in your whole entire life. That is okay. The worst.
I'm gonna play it's, like devil's advocate.
It's the stickiest, grossest like, shit in the entire life.
I use the his and her, and I don't know if it's like the person, and he's probably listening to this right now, but he fucked the shit out of me with that lube, and that shit was bomb as fuck. I remember like, no, it was like both. It was a combination. Like, I mean, he was really good in bed, but it was like the lube enhanced that because it was tingly, but I was like rolling over looking in the fucking bag like, wait a minute, what fucking did you just pull out, Mad Hatter? And girl, he fucked the shit out of me with that. And like subsequently a few times afterwards, I like, it was so good to me I went back for more. But overall, I feel that KY as a brand is very like, God, man, that's like in a pinch, like in a fucking like prison pinch.
Okay, this is what I'll equate it to. The sandwich I just ate before we started this podcast, it wasn't gross, it just was missing some things. Like, it could have been better. Maybe that's what KY is. KY is, it's not, granted, okay, I will retract my statement. Maybe I got a bad batch, or maybe it was just bad sex. We're not together anymore. Pick your poison. But it's just missing something. Like, my sandwich was great. It was good. It needed pickles. It needed lettuce. It needed something else. And I didn't have it because my refrigerator doesn't have it. Maybe it's with KY. KY just needs something else. So if you're having mediocre sex, it's not going to help you have any better sex. If you're already having bomb sex, then it's going to probably make you have bomber sex. But I don't know. I have also used like On. Mm-hmm. Or Joe's Cooling, and it made okay sex just a bit better. Because that tingling, let me tell you. So.
Well, and something that I've said a lot working at the store was that KY and Trojan's another one, they make lube. They shouldn't, but they do. And they focus on the quantity rather than the quality because they have the commercials, because they are sold in big box stores. Like, people are going to buy them. And for anyone who's looking for lube or looking to try something new, always, always, always go to your local little, like, friendly neighborhood sex store and try things. Like, the sales associates there, if it's a good store, are there to help you. We'll happily be like, no, like, let's put some on your finger and like, see, this one's starting to get sticky and this one's, you're never going to get it off your hand, but that's what you get with silicone.
Don't be afraid to ask the questions. Really don't. Like, I mean, and sometimes I think people stick with stuff at the big box stores because they're afraid to go. They get the toilet paper, they get their, you know, Cheetos, they get their Huggies, and then they hide their lube underneath all of that, and then they go to the self-checkout and they discreetly go away, but no one has to know their secret chamber that they have fucking sex.
because a lot of people, you're kind of set up to fail in the lube department from the time you learn about lube, because KY and Trojan are the main brands that are showcased to you, but there's such a variety of brands, and it's kind of like, you know, shoes. Like, everybody wears shoes, everybody has feet, but you may not be a heels, you may be into, like, fucking Butch boots. You may be into some Docs, and you might need something that can fucking get you through a Doc Martin situation. Like, I don't know, gun oil. No, but I definitely think it is important because you're fucking. And I think one of the things that we want to convey is, like, fucking above all else should be enjoyable for all parties. And lube is definitely a way to kind of get the slip. Like, get it going, and
get the slip.
And, like, we've got to stop this lube shaming to where people are like, oh, I don't need lube. I'm 19. I'm like, yeah, but, like, it doesn't matter. If the fan's on, maybe some things just aren't going right. Lube helps. Or, like, oh, no, like, I'm not that old yet. I don't need lube yet. Well, bitch, she's 19, and she's using it, so what does it matter? Like,
you're ready to go. But your body's not ready to go, and you just gotta get something to help get it started. You know what I mean? Like, you just wanna, can we just go ahead and get this done? You know what I mean? Sometimes you just need, sometimes you are ready to go, but your body said, not today, Satan. Medication could be it happening, or life could be happening, or maybe you're just real turned on, but your vagina's just not. And that's fine. You know what I mean? Like, but as long as you, I want people to get from this podcast that sex isn't something you should be ashamed about. It shouldn't be something that you need to be hiding under your huggies and your gosh darn. No, like, if you want to have sex, everybody does it, and everybody's doing some form of sex.
It's, man, ain't that what I'm saying?
So why don't you do it well, do it right, and do it educated?
Because I think we have all had points where we kind of have had bad sex, and when you don't understand. Like, ooh, we're older now. Like, I'm definitely in my mid-30s. Vanity, you're in your, do you want me to say?
Early
okay. 30s. And Katie is but a young girl in her late 20s.
Late 20s.
So, I mean, we've all had bad sex. And until I started working in the industry, I was really, like, I had bought pink. That was probably the most advanced I had went, was to buy lube at a sex store. But actually working in one kind of opened my eyes to, like, oh, it's okay to, like, have more than one lube. That doesn't make me a freak. That just makes me, like, educated and fucking understanding of my body. And, like, one lube ain't a Swiss Army knife, sis. Like, it's not gonna work out every, like, if I want a dick between my titties, like, a water-based lube is gonna dry out in at least fucking 10 minutes, and then you're slobbing all on your titties, which may be aesthetically pleasing to some men, but you end up looking like, I don't know, a rabid fucking dog.
I never have enough spit for that.
Oh.
I feel like I'm always having a primitive dry mouth.
That's why you gotta suck the dick first. Get your salivation juices going. Blah, blah, blah. You gotta hit the back of the throat to get the thick spit. Stop. We all know what I'm talking about. You gotta get the thick spit. You know what I'm talking about.
But no, but honestly, though, like, it's very, like, I think before I started working at Diagon Alley, I definitely didn't know anything, and I was very, like, kind of shut off. From, I knew one way to get to the road, and that was it. And I was like, okay, well, and I just assumed that it was just me. Like, that was just something that was supposed to happen. And then I realized once I started working there that there are so many different ways, so many different roads to get to that one place that you don't have to just take that one you know. And you can find different ones. And sometimes the reason why things aren't working out for you is because you're not taking the
risk. Go ahead. No.
I was going to say, I was kind of spoiled in the fact that I started working in this industry when I was 20. I took a class in college that was human sexuality, and I was like, I want to work at this or a store. And I just applied. I got hired, and I spent all my early 20s into my mid 20s working for Diagon Alley. And so, like, the sex that I was having that was bad, luckily I was too inexperienced to really know any better. And, like, being there really, like, because you're working around it all day, you know what's out there, you know to expect better. Like, don't settle. There's better sex, there's better lube, there's better toys. Like, unless you are enthusiastically consenting to all of your experiences, you're not really having good sex.
Then change your experience. Mm. And if you're not happy with whatever your situation is, and your partner is not willing to help you become happy, i.e. they're like, oh, you ain't no lube, you got me.
Dump him, listen to some Lizzo, and get you some good lube.
Mm-hmm. Then you need to or even if you want to bring something into the room and it's your female partner and she's like, man, you don't need nothing. Okay, that's fine. Well, ma'am, I don't need you. Because at the end of the day, if you want to try something, they're not willing to do it. As long as it's not like, you know, with puppies or kitties or.
Oh, no. Humans. Why would you take it there?
Just took it to a real dark place.
I'm just saying, like, just as long as you're not doing something that is just straight off the wall, nutsack crazy, like, then they shouldn't be looking at you like you're a freak. You definitely
want to maintain your consistent open-mindedness throughout your sexual romps. Yes. I think, now, if you're not down for something, if you're not down for Pound Town the Brown, that's just not your jam, then you have every, you know, right to say no. Shut up, you three crazy bitches. What do you know? Nothing's going in my butt. But it's definitely important to be open-minded and not deny yourself of something you may enjoy in a very consenting arena. But, yeah, and I think that's one of the things that when, you know, we were talking about having a podcast, that's one of the things that's really important to me because I'm originally from California, and it is very, sex is everywhere. And so coming to where I am now, even being in the sex shop, even like fucking for as long as I have, and then being in the sex shop and having women that are double my age in their 40s and their 50s coming in and not understanding that like within sex, you have a choice. And that choice should always be for it to be enjoyable. It's not a chore. Mm-hmm. And if it feels like a chore, # you're doing it wrong. And to have women who not know that their clitoris is on the outside of their body, or not know that like there is different kinds of lube, and lube is an actual option, especially when you're older and maybe you suffer from vaginal dryness. That's not your fault. Like, you have options. You have things that you can do to make your sex life more pleasurable. So why not do them, and why not just be like comfortable in your skin, comfortable in your vagina? Put a finger down there. Explore yourself. Sis, you're going to be with that vagina for the rest of your life. And guys, hey, you're going to be with that dick and that booty hole for the rest of your life. And a lot of guys don't want to be talking about that, but lube is very much just it's a guy thing as much as it's a girl thing, whether you're hetero, sexual, them, they, there. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, you're
good. Why does Katie look suspicious?
Well, that's a thing. And on that note, guys, love yourself. Love everybody else.
No.
Always use lube.
Don't love everybody else. Always be selective about who you love.
Oh, be selective about who you love.
Be as selective about your lube as you are about your sexual partners. God, you have to live with those memories.
All right, guys, thanks for stopping by. Don't forget, always grab that lube, toy cleaner, and batteries.
And as always, you can slide into our DMs at lazydtpod@gmail.com or find us on Instagram at lazydirtytalk for any inquiries, questions, anything else you might want to let us know, comments and concerns, all that.
Yeah, if you hated it, let us know. If you loved it, let us know. If you have something you really want us to talk about, let us know. Like, we will talk about it because we don't give a shit.
Oh, dick pics are about to be illegal, so don't send those.
What?
Yeah.
And if you do, I will share them. I'm not even kidding. If you think I'm joking, fucking send me one. I will fucking draw a face on it, tag you and your mom in it, because I will find you. And well, I will out you.
On that note, guys, I'm going to slide into bed. It's nighttime. I'm going to sleep, you dirties.
Can I slither in?
Oh, God, Katie.
Oh, God.